Say goodbye to things scattered, stressed, and the last-minute scrambles to fund your real estate deals. If you're ready to stop chasing leads, endlessly connecting on Facebook, social media, and Zoom just to pitch your stuff to anything that moves and breathes, listen up. The Daily Investor Lead Flow is finally here. This tool has forever helped us pinpoint where to focus our capital raising efforts and where to free our time and energy. Head over to dailyinvestorleadflow.com to discover how much of a game changer it can be for you. The Daily Investor Lead Flow literally changed everything for us. Now you can finally have the opportunity to take back your time and get your life back. Remember those times you reached out to investors and heard nothing back? Those days are coming to an end. This tool will zoom out, highlighting all the gaps. It will also zoom in, removing all the guesswork from prioritizing your efforts. Plus, it will help set clear expectations for your business and ensure that your capital raising strategies are assets, not liabilities. Don't wait. Take the Daily Lead Flow by going to dailyinvestorleadflow.com. That's dailyinvestorleadflow.com. Your future self will forever thank you.
Did you know that at the end of 2023, the Federal Reserve decided to increase interest rate dramatically? Did your heart just drop? Okay, we lied. That's fake news. But interest rates have been on a lot of people's mind lately, including ours. So it's worth talking about and understanding.
Hey, I'm Palmy.
And I'm Nancy.
And together we make the Kitty Sisters. We are apartment syndication experts, entrepreneurs, and real estate investors.
10 years ago, we made a change in our financial futures by ditching the 9-to-5.
Discovered the joy and security in making money while we sleep. We made this podcast to help high-level entrepreneurs secure their financial future while paying virtually zero tax by utilizing apartment syndication. And we're going to show you how.
This is Cashflow Multipliers, the podcast dedicated to your financial freedom for the lifestyle you deserve.
But first, we want to tell you a story about our friend Sarah. Sarah's a young professional working in advertising. After years of careful saving, she was overjoyed that she was finally able to secure a mortgage for her dream home. But just as she was about to sign the final papers, interest rates spiked suddenly and she watched her dream drift away right in front of her eyes. Her new monthly mortgage would strain her budget to the breaking point.
Sound familiar? It's unfortunately something that has happened to quite a few people over the past couple of years. To catch you up on what happened between March 2022 and January 2024, the Federal Reserve raised interest rate a total of 11 times, which is absolutely insane when you think about it.
Let's talk next about why. You see, COVID changed the world in more ways than just awareness of the public health and disease and washing your hands. It had a very serious and very rare impact on our economy, and these changes are things we continue to deal with today.
Basically, during COVID, as business shut down and people lost their jobs, the Federal Reserve lowered interest rate as low as 0% so that businesses could secure loans, the economy could stabilize, and the job market would grow.
As this idea of maximum employment levels, as they call it, was achieved, inflation started rearing its ugly head. Inflation, which basically just means the price of everything is rising, has continued to be a problem and suggests the solution was raising interest rates over and over and over again.
Not only has this impacted the cost of food and energy, it also affected home prices and the real estate landscape in general.
You see, a lot of homeowners are hesitating to put their houses on the market because they're worried about getting stuck with a higher mortgage rate if they move. Because of this, there's not as many existing homes up for sale, which means buyers are having to turn more to new construction options or continue to rent.
But the end is in sight. Or so it seems. It does appear that there might be some rate relief in the future, but the exact specific remains unclear.
Jerome Powell made it clear that the decision will be made as we go, and he's not leaning towards a cut in March. At the same time, the Feds dropped any mention of potential rate hikes from their official statements.
While they were doing that, they did acknowledge that the risk to meeting employment and inflation's targets are evening out. They're ready to tweak their monetary policy if any new risks pop up that could throw those goals off track.
So basically, any impact that might be had won't be immediate, and it's not going to be a huge relief that has been hyped up in the news, in the media, and by some market optimists.
In fact, if you take a look at this chart, which we'll include in the show note, the rate change in the basis points has been all over the place. Basis points, by the way, are a unit of measurement in finance, as especially when talking about the interest rates.
In common terms, one basis point is equal to 1/100 of 1% or 0.01%, which are used to showcase different values and rates. So when you're looking here, you can just see over time the Fed basically raised rates anywhere from 25 basis point, which means 0.25 percentage points, all up to 0.75 basis percentages, which is 75 basis point in the middle of 2022.
Now, we aren't telling you all this to be gloom and doom, but we think it's so important to understand what really going on and also to see through the haze of the hypes of lowering interest rate in the near future.
The simple truth is that you, us, and even financial experts are all in the dark about what the future holds and just when and how basis points will drop in the future.
We're going to pause here and tell you a little story. In 1835, the New York Sun newspaper published a series of articles about life on the moon.
Oh, wow, mysterious. The stories claimed that the renowned British astronomer Sir John Herschel had made groundbreaking discoveries using a powerful new telescope. According to the article, Herschel had observed lush vegetation, strange animals, and even humanoid creatures living on the lunar surface.
As you can imagine, the articles caused a great deal of excitement. After all, what's more exciting than the idea of life on the moon?
The anticipation for more was built and built until one day the truth came out and the public discovered the entire story was a hoax. Sir John Herschel had made no such observations and the articles were entirely fabricated by the New York Sun.
Now, the reason we tell you this is not to make you think that all sources of news are evil and wrong and sources of false information.
We actually think that news is wonderful and an important way to stay connected to the world around us, but we do want to highlight the power of press to shape public opinion and generate anticipation for our sensational stories.
You can see where we're going with this, right? The state of the economy right now makes for pretty sensational news, and the rise and fall of interest rate is something that a lot of us are watching closely. So don't believe everything you read or see on TikTok.
Oh my gosh, is not that the primary source of news? The other interesting thing is that this is actually a lose-lose situation for the Feds. If they reveal their plans too soon and openly suggest they anticipate substantial interest rate cuts at frequent intervals, it can totally undo any progress they've made in reducing inflation. Increased anticipation could trigger significant market fluctuations.
But if they remain tight-lipped, they risk unintentionally pushing the US economy towards a recession as businesses and real estate sectors struggle farther.
This sticky situation will actually influence the strength or weakness of the real estate market for the remainder of 2024 and beyond.
While the Fed has hinted at rate cuts in 2024 and beyond, it's important to be aware that there's actually a total lack of agreement here among economists.
Which is a pretty big deal when you think about bank rates economic indicator polls, which shows that 93% of experts expect the Federal Reserve will decrease borrowing costs during the year.
The reality is that economists are split on the timing of these cuts, with 47% predicting reductions in the first half of 2024, another 47% foreseeing cuts in the second half, and nearly 6% believing that Fed will maintain the current rates until 2025.
Oh, please, hopefully that's not the case. So basically, we can all agree to disagree here and agree that at the end of the day, the future is unpredictable.
No matter what, all experts do seem to agree that the Fed will gradually lower interest rate as inflation targets stabilize back to 2% goal. This suggests that the ultra-low borrowing costs seen during the pandemic won't make a swift return.
But for real, guys, you probably shouldn't put too much stock in the economists' predictions anyway. After all, they've never had a stellar track record with their forecasts. They seem to be better at hindsight than foresight. Not exactly who you want to bank on, no pun intended.
So basically, expect interest rate adjustment in 2024. Those who adapt quickly can seize a rare opportunity.
Existing property owners may face lower cash flow and selling prices short-term, but foreclosure rates remain low. More on that later. And for buyers, lower interest rates means reducing mortgage payments and the chance to purchase properties at a significant discount compared to the peak price in 2021.
The key here is to act fast, just like the Apple Vision Pro. These limited time opportunities won't last long.
Okay, so you're excited about the real estate market and you can't wait to get started. That's awesome. But we wouldn't be your real estate BFFs if we didn't warn you about some very, very real risks and challenges that 2024 poses.
First up, you'll want to think about overall market dynamics. Within the US, a combination of factors, including rising expenses, supply chain disruptions, and population shifts, present both opportunities and challenges in various sectors.
Inflationary pressures have also driven up construction costs, resulting in pauses in multifamily and commercial property projects. This just makes the existing housing shortages even worse, compounding the challenges faced by the real estate market.
When you think about the aftermath of the Great Recession of 2008 to 2010, we saw a significant decline in new construction.
Now, over a decade later, continuing impact from those events continue to affect us. And no matter how much of an optimist you are, the current situation is only going to get worse. All you have to do is take a look at this chart, which we'll leave in the show note, and you'll realize that we have a very serious supply chain issue that isn't going to change overnight.
Depending on the source cited, there's currently a shortfall of anywhere from 3 to 5 million units. And as numerous construction projects experience delays or halts, it's unlikely that this gap can be filled in the near future.
While there's a discussion in the news about the crash in rental prices, this also might be an exaggeration. Rent growth is slowing down on a national level, but certain areas are still experiencing some level of increase.
when you take a moment and think about the basic principles of supply and demand, the multifamily sector remains promising in the long run due to these shortages. So our focus is on looking ahead to 2025 and beyond.
Look, it's hard to predict the future, but we're feeling pretty positive about the specific parts of the country. Even though the overall US population isn't expected to grow much, this isn't true on our areas. And when it comes to population growth, immigration plays a big role.
Unlike places like Japan and China, where populations are shrinking, the US is getting a boost from incoming migrants.
Take a look at this map that we'll also leave in the show note. You'll actually see that a lot of Americans are moving within the country too, especially heading towards the Sun Belt. Whether this is coincidental or not, it's also worth noting that many states experiencing a population shift happen to have lower or no state taxes, and they also tend to have more landlord-friendly policy in place.
Okay, guys, do you guys like truffles?
I do.
Maybe truffle fries. Well, if you do, do you have any idea where these truffles actually come from? Right? Truffle hunting pigs are trained to use their sense of smell to locate the fungi known as truffles. Truffle hunters actually train the pigs from a young age, rewarding them with treats when they successfully find truffles.
Just like truffle hunting pigs, you too can seek out different kinds of treasures. Our goal for you is to uncover ways to find promising possibilities amidst the chaos, like investing in areas where populations are booming or sectors that are holding steady despite current trends. You see, real estate at its core is pretty straightforward for us. We keep tabs on where people are moving and then make our mission to find properties at a reasonable price in those areas.
But it's not all fun and games. It's important to be strategic too and strategically diversify your assets. By spreading out your investment portfolios, you can reduce risk associated with specific market segments or geographical locations.
Let's take a closer look at the net migration map. Texas, for example, might not show an impressive net migration percentage at first glance, but when you factor in a sheer volume of people moving there, it becomes clear that Texas is actually experiencing significant growth. In fact, according to the data from the US Census Bureau, Texas leads the nation in population gain.
This ties perfectly into our earlier discussions about long-term prospect for multifamily property owners.
While we're using Texas as an example, this principle applies more broadly. A surge in population influx leads to increased demand across various sectors, schools, grocery stores, medical facilities, rental properties, and the housing market, both multifamily and single family alike.
So listen, while the word innovation gets thrown around a lot, we think it's important to consider forward-thinking strategies like integrating technologies and promoting sustainable development to stay ahead in the market.
We're expecting a significant housing shortage within the next 2 years due to sharp drop in supply and possibly at a level we've never seen before.
But despite this challenge, there are some factors working in our favor, such as low interest rates, government support, especially during an election year, and smart use of available resources, which could make for a really good period in the real estate sector.
We already talked about how construction projects might face delays, which could cause some distress in the market. But for investors who are paying attention and being in the right position, investors like you, of course, listening to us, this could actually open the door for some great opportunities.
Staying alert and being in the right place at the right time will be the key to success during this period, despite the potential challenges. There's a sense of optimism about the future of real estate industry with big opportunities expected down the road.
If we can navigate the next 2 years successfully, we could be looking at an unprecedented housing shortages, which will only boost our prospects in the market. It's a wild and exciting time to be alive, and we're so thrilled to be on this journey with you.
Now, we know all you guys are excited about all the possibilities. Go tune into this episode to learn how we bought this land to turn into millions of dollars.
We can't wait to begin this journey with you. Check us out at thekittysisters.com/podcast.